This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1121, Life Lessons from Sticky Family Situations, by Kelly Sampson, with altruist.co.nz. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to ORD, the daily 10 or so minute podcast that's all about improving your relationships. I'm your host, Greg Audino, and today I'll be narrating a post for you that really boils down to communication in relationships and how it relates to expectations, those troublemakers. For those who feel like they are regularly giving in to others due to a sense of obligation, today's post should help. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Life Lessons from Sticky Family Situations by Kelly Sampson with altruist.co.nz. I've heard that having expectations is the mother of all disappointments, and I agree with it, except when they're not. A friend of mine, Matt, name has been changed to ensure my safety, recently ran into a sticky situation that we've all probably fallen into at least once. Matt was in need of a tradesman to complete some home renovations. He was working full-time and had a baby of 3 months at home. He knew he didn't have the time to do the work himself, and he prioritized his family and job higher than paying a professional. Matt happened to be talking to his dad about the renovations, and his dad offered to do the work as he had some spare time. Matt's first instinct was that this wasn't the best idea. He knew he was time poor, under pressure with work and all the stresses of a new baby, and he just wanted to pay a professional so he wouldn't have to worry about anything. His father, however, was insistent, and with that, Matt felt he was made to feel a sense of obligation to his father. After a few discussions, he agreed to give the job to his dad, but he had a heavy feeling in his chest, one that he had felt in the past when he did something he would later regret. Matt's dad had no hesitation and was very keen to do the job. He thought it would be great to spend time with Matt, and it was a good chance for them to bond over a bit of DIY. Once Matt's dad began the job, problems quickly began to arise on a number of fronts. Firstly, the job was a lot bigger and more complex than he had appreciated. With this realization, he felt out of his depth, which led to the second issue. Matt's dad wanted to spend time with his son, and he started to pressure Matt to help him after work and at the weekend. This was exactly the reason Matt wanted to hire an independent contractor. He didn't want to do any renovations, and he wanted the time outside work to spend with his family. This led to the third issue. With Matt now working full-time and helping his dad in his spare time, he was not available for his family, which resulted in his wife feeling under even more pressure to care for their home and new baby. When Matt was home, he felt so exhausted that he and his wife were frequently getting into arguments. It fast became a downward spiral. Most of us have learnt over the years that it can be a minefield to mix business with family and friends. When Matt ignored his reservations and gave the job to his dad, he opened himself up to many negative consequences that he did not anticipate. Key learnings from this common situation. Number 1. Expectations. In business agreements, it pays dividends later on to clearly lay out your requirements and your expectations up front. If Matt had clearly communicated the scale and scope of the job with his dad from the beginning, and had explained that he had no time to help with the job, then his father would have had very different expectations, and may have decided that he did not want the job at all. How to ensure clear expectations. A. These are my requirements. B. These are my expectations. C. What are your requirements? D. What are your expectations? E. What gaps in our expectations are there? Number 2. Obligation. Matt felt like he had a sense of obligation to his dad. Often the feeling of obligation is the heaviest with those we care about the most. However, once we peel away the layers, are we really obliged, or is it a false sense of responsibility? Would communicating openly and authentically actually serve everyone more? Number 3. Awareness. Having a wider awareness of the flow-on effects from giving his dad the job would have helped Matt to stand strong on the decision that would serve him and his family best. 4. Intuition. When Matt decided to give the job to his dad, he felt a heavy feeling in his chest. This was his intuition giving him a signal. Learning to notice the signs and signals of your intuition is a fantastic early warning system in any situation. With clear and open communication, Matt would have delivered a crystal clear picture of exactly what was expected and required for the job. This clear communication would have set the boundaries of what was required to ensure all parties went in with well-defined expectations. At Altris, we know how shining the light on your feelings of obligation, expectations, and ways of communicating pays dividends to your success and happiness. Just like this situation between Matt and his dad, the clearer communication and expectations are, the better the results. You just listened to the post titled, Life Lessons from Sticky Family Situations, by Kelly Sampson, with altris.co.nz. And thanks a lot to Kelly today for helping us to explore and acknowledge the downfalls of expectations, which can come so naturally to us that we often won't question it, so naturally that we can't really avoid it either. But Kelly reminds us that there's no reason to try to avoid expectation, even if we could. Why try to rid ourselves of expectations when we can instead communicate them effectively? This is how we don't outrun the idea of expectation, but instead manage it and create a healthy relationship with it, which is something that both we and those we put expectations on will certainly appreciate and benefit from. What are they? What are those expectations? How can we articulate them? Are they fair? Where can we compromise? What do they say about our underlying motivations? All thoughts worth exploring. So I'll leave you to that as it is time for me to get out of here, wishing you all a great rest of the day and, of course, thanking you for listening all the way through. Be sure to join again tomorrow for the start of a two-parter from Budding Optimist. And, of course, where your optimal life awaits.